This podcast is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for joining us. We are at Scally's in West Yarmouth on Cape Cod. You can come visit us and say hello. A lot of people are coming in now. You can get something to eat. I just had a cheeseburger. It was amazing, so I highly recommend that. The French fries are also delicious. I do have leftover Spam if you're in the mood for that. That's also an option. And Howie Carr is here. You can say hello to both of us. We are going to have so much fun. Now, Taylor, you did tell me that Fox News has a breaking story.
Yes, Fox News has apparently obtained the search warrant for Mar-a-Lago. I don't have much more information beyond that.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll keep everyone posted. I did want to get to a story here, and I know that this doesn't shock anyone because it's coming from the New York Times, but even so, I find this pretty damning about the publication that used to be considered the paper of record, and it is just the old gray lady ain't what she used to be. Taylor, can I have a little bit of journalism in the news? This is one of our favorite segments, Journalism in the News. No? Okay. In a podcast episode that went up Thursday...
And now, news.
Very fake news.
I see a lot of excellent journalism being done.
Give me the press.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
How can you ask a question when you don't know the press?
He said that journalists make up stories and make up sources.
As a journalist, I don't really like being the story here.
Very fake news.
And many of your compatriots had to change their reporting and they had to apologize and they had to correct.
This is a golden age of journalism in a lot of ways.
Mr. Biden, what flavor did you get?
News.
So Bari Weiss, formerly of the New York Times, she left because she just couldn't take the wokeness. She couldn't take the political correctness and the overt politicization of the news. She left, and now she has a podcast. And one of her guests this week was Senator Tim Scott. And so she decided to tell Tim Scott about an incident that occurred with a senior colleague that she had at the Times. I'm going to read you. This is from Red State, okay? Weiss described to Senator Tim Scott one 2020 incident she recalled where a senior colleague actually suggested a junior colleague run an op-ed submitted by Scott on the police reform bill. So a lot of people are familiar with this. Senator Tim Scott had a bill about police reform that Democrats would not even go near because he's a Republican and because he supports Donald Trump. They would not give it a second glance. These same people who claim to really want police reform and, you know, to want to partake in those conversations would not touch this thing because it was from Senator Tim Scott. Now, during the interview, Weiss recalled a discussion among senior Times editors surrounding an op-ed submitted by Scott in the aftermath of the May 2020 police-involved slaying of George Floyd. So here's what Weiss had to say. Here's what happened, she told Scott, and this is the part I'm not sure if you know. There was a discussion about the piece and whether or not we should run it. And one colleague, a more senior colleague, said to a more junior colleague who was pushing for the piece, "Do you think the Republicans really care about minority rights?" And the more junior colleague said, "I think Tim Scott cares about minority rights." And then, and here's the pretty shocking part, the more senior colleague said, "Let's check with Senator Schumer before we run it." Now, the younger colleague, to this person's credit, refused to reach out to Schumer due to ethics concerns. You would think the more senior colleague would understand the problem with that. that you have a person who says, I want to run a piece about police reform from Senator Tim Scott, and someone in the New York Times is saying, let me check with Chuck Schumer. Does Chuck Schumer run the New York Times? Did I miss that memo? Is that another one of his projects that he has? Does he moonlight as an editor at the Times? And it kind of all ties in because we were talking earlier about Alex Berenson and how the White House was talking to an employee from Twitter and really pushing them to ban Alex Berenson, which they did. They take their marching orders, you know, well, and they did. But furthermore, Howie just informed me that in this same piece, and you can find it at Alex Berenson's Substack, which I have to imagine is very successful at this point, that they were saying reporters were pushing for it. Four reporters were pushing for this. It's absurd. So these reporters are now running our country. That's what I've gathered. It's not, you know, when Joe Biden sits down at the kitchen table with his Socratic group of geniuses to talk about democracy hanging on by a thread. These reporters are running the country. And the Biden administration is polling things based off Twitter. It's insane. I do want to fill you guys in that Miranda Devine just posted a poll. It says, after the FBI's Mar-a-Lago raid, Donald Trump's support shot to record heights, 58%, up from 54% in July and up from 47% 10 months ago. So this is already backfiring on the Democrats, but fear not, because they've had a lot of wins as of late. We found out this week that inflation has reached 0%, which is huge news for Joe Biden. He's so excited. He's so excited that he was able to take the week off to go to a $20 million beachfront mansion in South Carolina. The president recently asked prominent Democratic donor Maria Alwyn, the widow of hedge fund founder James Alwyn, if he could stay at her 9-bedroom Kiowa Island estate. He does this a lot. He did this over Thanksgiving, too. He calls up these
Nantucket.
Yeah, billionaire Nantucket Democrat and says, can I hang out at your house for the week? All right, so this is from the Wall Street Journal. FBI recovered 11 sets of classified documents in Trump search, inventory shows. FBI agents who searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home Monday removed 11 sets of classified documents, including some marked as top secret and meant to be only available in special government facilities. The Federal Bureau of Investigation agents took around 20 boxes of items, binders of photos, a handwritten note, and the executive grant of clemency for Mr. Trump's ally, Roger Stone. A list of items removed from the property show. Also included in the list, information about the President of France, according to the 3-page list. The list is contained in a 7-page document that also includes the warrant to search the premises, which was granted by a federal magistrate judge in Florida.
See, I think this is the important thing. This is what I just tweeted it out. Sundance on the conservative treehouse is writing about this. You know, Trump filed that lawsuit, that huge civil lawsuit against all the deep state actors, including Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, all of his quote-unquote informants, the DNC. And it also says, it's Wall Street Journal, it says agents collected 4 sets of top secret documents, 3 sets of secret documents, and 3 sets of confidential documents. The list didn't provide any more details about the substance of the documents. And what he did on January 20th, he declassified everything in Crossfire Hurricane.
Right.
But he sent it back to the DOJ because they said we have to redact it and, you know, protect privacy rights and all that. But, you know, he could declassify whatever he wants. So he just did that as a courtesy. But he may have taken all those documents with him that he declassified. And apparently, you know, what I'm thinking is they've just finally got around to going through this lawsuit because it's hundreds of pages long. We never paid much attention to it because we figured how is Trump going to win a lawsuit, a civil lawsuit, against all these deep state poster boys and gals. And maybe they got around to it and they realized all the stuff that he could just blow them up with. you know, just showing the collusion and the crimes they've committed. He may have stuff on, you know, Admiral Rogers and Mike Rogers, you know, the guy that was running the NSA who tipped him off that the Obama people were surveilling Trump Tower. We talked a little bit about this yesterday.
And you know what, Howie? They'll never tell us because it's classified, it's redacted. So we can guess, too. If they can guess that it's espionage and he's coming up with a weapon, a nuclear weapon with whoever, one of these, you know, Kim Jong-un or one of these leaders, we can also guess that maybe it has something to do with Crossfire Hurricane. If speculation's the name of the game, let's do it.
I just tweeted it out. Go to my Twitter account, and you'll see a link to the Conservative Treehouse. It's a four-part series, but I just gave you the fourth part. It's a long piece, but it actually has the document that he put out on January 20th, 2021, saying, I'm declassifying everything, but I'm sending it back to the DOJ to redact it for... But it's declassified, so why shouldn't he have a copy of it? And you know what, Grace? I rather doubt that was the only copy that there is. You know, I know the people that were filing the lawsuit for him, the law firm, it's a boutique law firm in D.C., and, you know, it's been speculated that they can't really, you know, they don't have the horsepower to go up against a bunch of feds, but still, I mean, if all they got to do is start putting this stuff into the public record, you know, in the filings, and they can just really torch all these people.
Well, Howie, I'm glad I have you on right now because I want to ask, you know, we're hearing about how these documents are highly classified, you're not supposed to take them off the premises and all these things. Hello, have any highly classified information on server that she wiped and hammered?
I don't know if we know that because she destroyed the 33,000 emails. And what about the things that Trump was writing about yesterday when he was on Truth Social, the 33 million pages of documents that Barry Obama took to Chicago with him to his library, so-called?
Yeah, it's we're finding out more as the day goes on, and we're waiting for more facts. I don't think we're going to get a lot more facts. I think it's just kind of, these things are very, very bad. That's all you need to know. He's a very, very bad man. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with your calls. Howie's here. I'm here. We're at Scally's in West Yarmouth. We got a lot of people showing up to have lunch, to say hi. Come on by. It's going to be a great day. Going to be a great show. We have a lot more to discuss. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley, she's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Kayans Appliance in Plymouth, Mass. Visit them this Saturday and Sunday for tax-free weekend. They're located at 96 Long Pond Road in Plymouth. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you believe the narrative that Trump was in possession of classified nuclear documents?
Well, now we know he was in possession of classified documents according to this warrant and according to the reporting from the Wall Street Journal and Fox and other places. However, I have not seen anything yet that involves nuclear information. I don't think we'll ever see what this classified information was. We'll just know that it was very, very, very bad and we should believe the people who are telling us this. So I'm going to say no.
76% say they don't believe it either.
Let's go to the calls here. Phil, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Grace. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not much. So, hey, I got to tell you, I believe what Mr. Biden said about no inflation in the past month. I agree. He's finally being honest because my 401k certainly didn't inflate last month. Kind of deflated, actually. Anyway, you know, you talk about Trump and President Trump and how he got raided in Mar-a-Lago. I mean, we're seeing things we never in a million years thought we'd see. How can he even feel comfortable being back in there, especially after, you know, the quote-unquote trustable FBI agency was in there for 9 hours doing God knows what, whatever they wanted. Nobody else was allowed in there. There's no way I believe in a million years that all they did was take files.
Yeah, it is one of those things where you're supposed to believe that they're all up in arms about these classified documents. And again, I say this over and over again. Why doesn't it matter if it's Hillary Clinton? She's making merch that says, but her emails. She's profiting off of the hypocrisy that we're all seeing. She thinks it's funny. She thinks the double standard that Trump is held to, that she is not held to, is funny, is worth putting on hats, is worth tweeting about, because she got away with whatever she wanted. And now they go in and they take these boxes from Trump. And you know, I understand that there are going to be people who say, well, Grace, they said it's classified information. They can't show you it. But I'm going to be skeptical. I'm skeptical. I think that they've tried to get this guy every step of the way. And the tweet that I read earlier was so dead on. They declared him guilty 6 years ago, and they spent every day since trying to figure out a crime. And they're not going to stop. They're just not going to stop. Thank you for the call, Phil. Back to what Phil was saying about inflation, though. It is funny to watch this administration. They want credit for inflation being at 8.5%. Now, we were told in April that that was a historic high for inflation. Now that we're in August, we're told that that means inflation's at 0%. They want us to throw a parade for Joe Biden. And I was thinking about it, and I thought, but they want this kind of credit for everything. They want credit when gas goes down a few cents. They want credit when Joe Biden's approval rating ticks up to 40%. They want trophies. They want parades. I won't be surprised if by this time next week there's some sort of graph from the White House that's showing how many days Biden has gone without falling off his bike. I mean, talk about the bigotry of low expectations. They are incredibly... Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've set the bar incredibly low for their dear leader, if this is what we're celebrating now, is 8.5% inflation. But I want to play you this, because this is Kate Bedingfield. A lot of people thought she was going to take over for Jen Psaki. But she was talking with Erin Burnett, and take a listen to this. This is Cut 17.
Consumer prices are up 8.5% from last year. Rents alone 6% higher, which, as I pointed out, is the biggest jump in more than 35 years. So how do you balance this? Do you think it's time to celebrate and declare victory over the inflation demon?
Well, we're continuing to see things move in the right direction.
Okay, so no, we shouldn't be celebrating just yet, but we're getting there. We're getting there. Jim, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Grace. How are you doing today?
Good. What's going on?
So if the FBI set up January 6th, then why would we believe anything other than that they're just trying to set up Trump now?
Well, there's definitely suspicions about the Fed's involvement on January 6th. Last time I checked, Ray Epps told them that he was not a Fed, so we have no reason to take him at anything besides his word. But yeah, I'm very, very skeptical of the FBI. I always will be. I'm sure Howie will go into why when we come back. There's plenty of reasons. There's plenty of reasons. I don't believe anything that they're telling us at this point. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with more. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
We are going to go right to the calls here, but I have a couple of updates for you on this warrant. The warrant that authorized the search of former President Donald Trump's residence at Mar-a-Lago shows it was issued by the judge, Bruce Reinhart, on August 5th, 2022. So that's nearly 3 full days before the Justice Department and the FBI conducted a raid to execute it. My follow-up question, and again, you have to take it with a grain of salt, I'm coming at this from a normal person's perspective, which I know is far beyond the liberal realm of common sense. But if he has nuclear documents, nuclear codes, I don't know what they're, you know, stuff about aliens, whatever is going to put us all in jeopardy. And it's this big a deal. It's huge. It's a five-alarm fire. This is a huge deal. He has these. It's dangerous for all of us. Why do you wait 3 days to raid Mar-a-Lago? I mean, I know you could say, well, Grace, they waited 18 months. What's another 3 days? But when you apply for the warrant or you get the warrant and then you wait 3 days, aren't those 3 days crucial? Aren't you jeopardizing our safety? I'm just asking questions. I might get banned off Twitter. I might be classified as a dangerous person for spreading this rhetoric, but these are just questions that come to my mind. Also, I wanted to let you guys know that Trump has put out a statement on Truth Media about this new information coming out, and this is what he had to say. Taylor, you don't have it in front of you, do you?
I do not.
Okay, I was going to say that maybe if you had it in front of you, you could get Donald Trump to read it to us, but that's okay. I'll read it. He says, number one, it was all declassified. Number two, they didn't need to seize anything. They could have had it any time they wanted without playing politics and breaking into Mar-a-Lago. It was in a secured storage with an additional lock put on it as per their request. They could have had it any time they wanted, and that includes long ago. All they had to do was ask. The bigger problem is, what are they going to do with the 33 million pages of documents, many of which are classified, that President Barack Obama took to Chicago? Very good, Donald Trump. It's, at this point, you have to point out, it's not whataboutism, it's just pointing out the standards we have. So it's okay if Barack Obama has all these documents, that's totally fine. Nothing to see here, totally. He needed them for his book. He needed them for, you know, the library. That's what he needed them for. But Donald Trump has 15 boxes. And I want to remind people, 15 boxes. I was reading John Hinderaker, and he said he's a lawyer. And he said, I think he's a lawyer. He said 15 boxes, as far as like a lawyer would go, is nothing. That's nothing. So Trump's got 15 boxes that they saw in June. They asked him to put a law, according to Trump, and I'm going to believe Trump over the FBI every day and twice on Sunday. They ask him to put a lock on it. He puts a lock on it. And then they come back when he's out of town and have this raid because what? They didn't like the lock he put on it that they told him to put on it? I don't understand. I'm confused. I just have a few questions. That's all. 844-500-4242. Feel free to call in and weigh in on this topic. Kevin, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Grace. Happy Friday to you.
You as well. I almost forgot it's Friday.
Well, I what I want to point out is two examples of hypocrisy for standards. Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton as far as information that they supposedly had, how the FBI handled them both differently, one example. And Hunter Biden getting almost a complete pass here versus, I think it was Roger Stone that had if they call that a raid on Trump, it was probably an attack on Roger Stone's house out in his underwear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, out in his underwear while his wife's asleep, his dogs are barking, CNN just happened to be there. That was my favorite part of the whole thing. Sometimes you do have to enjoy what they expect us to believe. I was writing a column this past week about this exact topic where I thought, you almost have to appreciate just how stupid they think we are, the stuff they try to pull. And a perfect example is Joe Biden, Karine Jean-Pierre, and Kamala Harris saying there's 0% inflation. Now, you have to really have a low opinion of American people to say it's 0% inflation and not think that the average Joe looking for his three squares a day staring at the ceiling fan isn't going to walk into a store and say, that's weird. The president told me it's 0%, but everything's still pretty expensive. But that's what they think of us. They think we are so thick that we're going to buy this. And so now they think that they can tell us, oh, well, no, this is different from Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton stuff was classified and top secret, but Trump stuff is worse. And then you say, well, why is it worse? Well, we can't tell you that. We can't fill you in on why. It's just believe us. It's worse. It's a lot worse. It's really, really, really bad. That's all you need to know, okay? Now go sit at your restaurant, eat your food, and shut up. Stop bothering us. Stop asking so many questions. 844-500-4242. So Trump has come out swinging. He says, absolutely not. He says it's declassified. Actually, Howie has a piece that he found off the Conservative Treehouse that goes into this, and I'm going to let him do it justice during his show. But it talks about how Trump wanted everything from Crossfire Hurricane to be declassified. He was very open about that. And so now he's claiming that everything he had was declassified, and they're claiming it wasn't. But my question is, if Trump had all this stuff on Crossfire Hurricane, it would make sense that the FBI would not want that to come out. I'm not trying to get into conspiracy theories here, but Ben Pershing said FBI agents took around 20 boxes of items, binders of photos, a handwritten note, and an executive grant of clemency for Mr. Trump's ally, Roger Stone. A list of items removed from the property shows. Also included in the list was information about the president of France. We're finding out more and more as time goes on, and we will keep filling you in. But I love how they're talking about now. They're all worried about top secret classified markings on these papers. Because I distinctly remember, and I'm pretty young in comparison to some of these people, but I'm old enough to remember when there was a big uproar from conservatives about the classified information on Hillary's emails. And remember what she said? She said, oh, don't worry about it. It's yoga. It's wedding planning. It's, you know, it's family stuff, all of my emails. There's nothing top secret. Turns out there was a lot of stuff on there that shouldn't be floating around a private email server coming from Hillary Clinton. But no one made a big deal out of that. It was totally fine. Nothing to worry about. How things have changed. Taylor, can I have Caitlin Palance again on Cut 10, please?
That story in the Washington Post, it really does add to what we know about the urgency of this search, saying that there was a search to locate classified documents related to nuclear weapons. But that even comes upon information that we at CNN were able to confirm as well yesterday, that when those 15 boxes had been removed earlier this year by the National Archives, inside of them, there was special access program material, or SAP material is what it's called, that is highly secretive, and it controls who can even access it. So, and that really, too, can also include people who have access to nuclear information.
I guess now New York Times columnist David Brooks is getting ripped apart because he wrote that he fears the FBI raid will re-elect Donald Trump. I understand why he feels that way. People understand what is happening. People are very aware that this guy has been persecuted since before he got into office. They were writing up op-eds about impeaching Donald Trump before he was sworn in. And people are tired of this. It's insane to me that the FBI thought this was going to play well. And especially if what Donald Trump is saying is true, which is they could have gotten these documents whenever they wanted. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we'll be talking to Howard Lawrence Carr, and we'll find out what he's got going on for his show today. We are at Scally's in West Yarmouth. We've got a great crowd here, but you still have plenty of time to stop by, to sign the petition to stop illegal aliens from getting driver's license, to say hello, to take a picture. If you want to come by, we'll be here till 6. You can also get a Scally's gift card for half off at gracecurlyshow.com. Just click on store. Perfect Smiles has always been known for quality work and a quality team. They continue to hire great new staffers and are now seeking an experienced dental hygienist to join them. Perfect Smiles is offering a competitive benefit package with a signing bonus of up to $10,000. Maybe you've had it with Massachusetts and you want to make the move to income tax-free New Hampshire. This may be the opportunity that you've been waiting for. I truly believe that Dr. Houghton is the best in the business, and Perfect Smiles is a wonderful place to work. If you have interest in becoming Perfect Smiles' next dental hygienist, contact Stephanie at 603-595-6699. That's 603-595-6699. You can also take a look at their website at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. Now maybe it's time for you to make a change. We will be right back with Howie Carr. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Today's Car Crossover is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. I am here with Howard Lawrence Carr. We are at Scally's in West Yarmouth on the Cape. You can still come by and see us. And you can get
the cheap bastard deals, too.
At gracecurlyshow.com, click on store. You'll get a $50 gift card for just $25. Howie, I got to read you some of these tweets that are coming in right now. Scott Adams says, get ready for the Schiff play in which Adam Schiff claims to have seen the nuclear weapons documents removed from Mar-a-Lago, but he can't tell you more. Just trust him. And another person writes, ah, yes, super dangerous nuclear secrets that they waited 3 days after getting the warrant to go get.
Just be glad that they don't have an August federal holiday, or they would have waited 4 days. They wouldn't have gone in until Tuesday morning rather than Monday morning.
It really is insane.
But I'd forgotten about it. Remember Gary? There was a guy, Gary Lee Sampson. He wanted to turn himself into the Boston FBI office, and it was on a Friday afternoon, and they said, we can't be bothered with it. And he ended up killing three people over the weekend. I mean, this is your FBI. This is your FBI. This is Clown Central here.
Well, I mentioned it before the break, but I said, maybe they were just thinking to themselves, well, we waited 18 months to get them. What's another 3 days? I don't really want to disrupt my week.
When Whitey went on the lam, he went on the lam with his girlfriend, Teresa Stanley. And this was in December 1994. They got around to interviewing her in June of 1996.
They like to take their time, whether it be red flag shooters, Whitey Bulger. There's not a real sense of urgency with these people until there is, and then it's like hair on fire.
No. If you want to go to a school board, though, and complain about critical race theory being taught to your kids, then there's a matter of urgency.
Yeah, another thing I wanted to point out is there was a woman on CNN I played. I'm not going to play the cut again because I'm not going to put everyone through it. You've suffered enough. I'm done playing it. But she's talking about these top secret documents and how they're called SAP, S-A-P. They're SAP documents. And Derek Hunter had a great point. He said, why don't you just describe them as the same kind of classified that Hillary Clinton had? And so I Googled it just to confirm, and it says, from Business Insider, January 2016, Hillary Clinton's email server contained SAP-level communications. But that's okay. That's okay if it's Hillary Clinton. It's just not okay if it's Donald Trump. We're supposed to be offended and appalled at Donald J. Trump.
I think this has backfired bigly on them.
Huge.
And the more we find out about it, the more it's backfiring.
And Trump, by the way, confirmed what you had said. He said, I declassified all of these.
Yeah, so I tweeted it out. Go to, you can get it, the direct link to the Conservative Treehouse. It's got the actual declassification order from January 20th, 2021. It's right there.
And Howie, another thing that I wanted to bring up while I have you here, while we're on the topic of your favorite organization, the FBI. For Howie, it goes like this. He loves the FBI, and then the CDC, and then the IRS. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's probably the way it works.
Okay. So since the FBI is your number one, we should talk a little bit about Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the kidnapping plot, because more information is coming out today about that. And you were a little upset with me. I described one of the guys who took part in this, not one of the feds, one of the guys they recruited, basically. And I said he lived in... One of the conspirators. And how he confirmed that it was disproportionate. The FBI agents
12 to 6.
This guy lived in a basement with no running water. You pointed out that some of the other co-conspirators...
I said, Grace, the one that lived in the basement with no running water, that guy was the...
High on the hog.
He was the big guy. He was the money guy in the group. There were two of them that were living in their cars. It was like John Kerry after the first heiress threw him out of the house. I don't know if it was a convertible or not, but they were living in their cars. And so the FBI comes and says, hey, dudes, we got booze and we got dope. You want to go talk about, They don't care what you want to talk about. As long as they got a warm place and booze and dope, they were in.
It's crazy, and you read these back and forth.
And that stuff came out in October of 2020, right before the presidential election. They made it, and they said this is Trump's. These are deplorables are doing this. They're trying to overthrow the government, and it wasn't even a good scam.
Yeah,
except on MSNBC.
Now, just to switch gears here for a second, because Howie's going to have 4 hours. He'll get into all of this.
3 hours.
3 hours. I'm sorry. Today. We're leaving at 6. Well, you'll really have to pack everything in. I wanted to mention something, because we always talk about how the White House press secretaries that represent Joe Biden, whether it be Jen Psaki, Karine Jean-Pierre, John Kirby, they get thrown these softballs, and they still manage to bungle it. Well, I have sound here of Karine Jean-Pierre on with Stephen Colbert, which really is what Stephen Miller calls therapy for liberals. That's what it's become. It's the therapy couch. And you have to hear this. She's asked a very easy question by Colbert. Take a listen, cut 14.
When you all came into office 18 months ago, one of the things the goals stated was to kind of repair the relationship between that press office and the press. How is that going, and how do you do that when some members of the press won't agree on what reality is?
Some members of the press?
Some members of the press.
Okay. Look, I think the way that I see it is my job, our job, is to make sure that we are delivering the facts, delivering what the president's agenda is. And that's our focus, and that's what we do every day, and we really have worked the last 18, 19 months to really repair that relationship. And there's always going to be a give and take.
Oh. Even with the simplest questions, Howie, she seems to struggle. I'm surprised she didn't whip out her binder.
You know, she's an Ivy League graduate. Did you know that?
I did indeed.
I wonder what she got on the SATs.
844-500-4242. Howie, tell us what you got planned for the show today.
We'll be talking about this. And by the way, if you come down to Scally's Irish Ale House here in West Yarmouth, you can sign the petitions. They got a table full of petitions here to be signed to put it on the ballot. Should illegal aliens get driver's licenses in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? We need more signatures. Get down here today. Have some fun. Say hello. Get your picture taken with me and Grace.
Get a delicious cheeseburger.
Yeah, it's a great place to hang out here on a Friday afternoon with your fellow deplorables. And we're going to have a great time for the next 3 hours.
We are. We've got a great show
Everybody
planned.
Give yourselves a big round of applause. Come on down. Come on down and sign the petitions. Have some good food. Have some good drinks. We're going to have a lot of laughs here this afternoon.
And thank you to Doc for having me here for my show. Thank you to everyone for coming out a little early to see me. I really appreciate it. Howie's got a great show planned. We'll have Police Blotter Facts Friday, Grace's News. He's got tons of stuff to get to as far as the FBI goes. So don't go anywhere. Howie Carr, live from Scally's in West Yarmouth, is coming up next. Thanks so much for having me, everybody.